Blog Talk Radio.
Mercy.
how much we appreciate everything that you have given unto us and done for us, every blessing. Thank you for salvation, dear Lord, and also thank you for where you are in the most holy sanctuary, interceding on our behalf, Lord, and help us, dear Father, that we will take this appointment that you have given unto us each evening, Lord, that we will not take it for granted, but we will take it, Lord Jesus, and know that, Father, you cares about us and you want us to care about you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. Bless each one, ace of the footsteps of your sons and daughters who will be joining this evening so that they can share, Lord, all the good things that you have done, Lord. You have been so good to us. You gave us everything that we need, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Help us to be faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Okay, I'm going to start open the line. Oh, what is going on here? 2, 4. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters, for joining. I'm going to open this first line and asking my dear beloved if they could read the scripture 1-2, you know, Genesis 1, verse 29, and the last part of 30. So I'm opening the first line here, 225-337. Your line is open. Asking you, please, if you could read the scripture passage for me, Genesis 1, 29, and the last portion of 30.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers, sisters, Sister Leola. And I'm reading Genesis 1, 29 and 30, 31, sorry. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, okay, wait a minute, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of trees yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading. The 30th verse said here, the 30th verse said, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth under the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was good. Thank God he had prepared everything, he had provided everything for us. And when he done, he said it was very good. I'm opening the other line. Thank you, Sister Leola. I can come back for you with your praise and share. But we're just doing the scripture, and then we're going to pray again. 518-482-6488. Can you read from the third John in the Old Testament? We found that in the Old Testament. So we're going in the New Testament, and we are going to read, because there are sometimes people are saying that, you know, the New Testament is die away with. The Old Testament is only the New Testament. We're going to say both in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. So I open 518-482. If you could just read to John 1-4.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Consinelli from upstate New York. And I read, Father, we thank you for your word, and as you open your word this evening, we pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts to receive it, and may your words be light unto us, and a light unto our past. Amen. Behold.
Amen.
Yes, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called
unto God. Third John 1.
Sorry. That's Third John 1-4.
Yeah. Mm. The elder unto the well-beloved daughter.
Beloved, now we sons of God. That is not it.
The elders unto the well-beloved daughter, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things. You still finding?
Nope.
All right. Sure, I will read.
First John again, turn. I don't know. Third John, I have John, third John. What
all
is,
right,
how you could start? I'll read it because I don't find it here.
Okay.
Read.
The elder unto the well-beloved Garland, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in as evil as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to walk in the truth, and God wants us to also preach for prosperous. Right? So thank you all for reading and participating. Yes, my dear beloved brother, I hear some background here. Can you mute your line, brothers and sisters? I heard some noise in the back. So welcome again, and I'm going to open this line 2440, asking my dear beloved to read Revelation 22:1-2. 240-988, your line is open. Can you read Revelation for us? This is our base topic scripture that we read during this time.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I came on and I heard Sister Consonelli. I think she was in the first epistle of John, but you wanted her to go to the third epistle of John. I think that's where the mishap, the discrepancy was, Sister Consonelli, because I heard you said the first John, but I think Sister Paula was requesting third John. So I think you all were on two different parts of the epistle of John. Amen. And so I just wanted to point that out as well. So we read Revelation 22, verse 2, and it says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded leaves of the tree were, let me go back, I think I messed up something, I'll go back, I apologize. In the midst, Revelation chapter 22, verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So that was Revelation 22, verse 2.
Amen. Thank you, my dear, for reading these wonderful scriptures. And we saw what God has promised us. The tree of life and what is going to happen there in that tree of life. Also, for the leaf of the tree is for meat and healing of the nation. So we just want to thank God, you know, that he has provided and make a way for us. You know, he knows what is good for us. And we just want
and
to give God thanks for this.
Am I able to hear something as it pertains to what you're talking about? Or not yet. You just let me know.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to open now for you now. You can, everyone can share, so it's open now for you to really share what
I just want to share the goodness, how wonderful God is to us. As, you know, today we were studying, we were reading about the hidden treasure in Christ Object Lesson and what God wants us to do, right? And most of, not most of the time, because of disobedience, because of our disobedience and our rebellious spirit caused, right, Satan to be able to interject himself within our bodies, right, within our minds and cause ailments, right, and inflict ailments on us. And so today I received a prayer prayer request, and the prayer request was one of my church sister, her brother, was feeling these really great pain. I mean, well, yeah, really, really great pain. And he was, you know, she said he went to the hospital. They're prepping him for, they said that they saw a big tumor. And they didn't know really what it was. And they were going in and they wanted to, you know, they were going to operate. They were going to take it out and see if it was benign. And so she asked for prayer, right? And I remember this morning we came on the Advent Light Ministry morning prayer line, and we prayed. And and the prayer was, you know, I said what she wanted, but then at the end I said, as the example that God gave us, not our will, but your will be done. So whatever your will is, God, we ask you to intervene. Shortly thereafter, about one-ish and stuff, I received a message from her, and she said, oh, my, it was not a tumor. It was a gallbladder, right? So there was something going on with the gallbladder, and I was like, look at God. So she said, well, they postponed the surgery, and they want to do it tomorrow. And so I sent her back a message. I prayed, and I sent back a message. As you know, we are, today's the Health Thursday, that we know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. And as Bible believer, as Christian, right, as a part of, you know, the heavenly kingdom, we are, and Sister Ellen G. White says that, and we just read these scriptures that says we are supposed to be knowledgeable, right, of the natural remedy, their trees, and the leaves are for healing, right? And I know I have a couple more minutes. I'm going to get up to wrap up, so that everyone will be able to get the opportunity to speak. But I just want to show you the power of that. So immediately, you know, I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me to still minister to them because I want your will to be done. So I sent her a message. She said, well, they're putting it off till tomorrow. And I was like, God, help me. So because he's in the hospital. He's prepped for surgery, right? He was prepped for surgery to remove whatever they thought this. They thought that it was a tumor and it was, you know, going to be cancerous and all of that stuff. And so we prayed this morning, and before the midday, after, you know, we got the response saying that, oh, they found out that, wait a minute, it's not, you know, it's not what they thought, and but it's a gallbladder issue, and they want to go in and remove it. And I was like, you know, so I sent her back a message, and I said, is there any way that we can find some things naturally? Because you really got to, you know, open people's mind. You can't just thrust things on them like that. So I said, is there any way that, you know, it can, I ask her a question. And isn't that what, you know, what Jesus did? He is example. He asked questions, right? And so I asked her a question. I said, isn't there any way naturally that, you know, it can be shrunk or, and relieve the pain that he's experiencing? And, you know, I said, I'm just querying just to see, you know, because don't we need all of our parts, all of the organs that God has given it? Isn't it designed for it to be operating connected to each other? And so I sent that, you know, and I said, you know, just a few queries. I just wanted to know. So I was sharing with my mother, you know, and she said, well, didn't I buy you this book? You know how parents are. You know, the Box of Eden, the medical book and all of that stuff. And I said, yeah, you did, but I didn't feel like going and grabbing it, all right? So I went on Google really, really quickly to get some ideas. So, you know, because we have to be prepared, right? And to get some idea of some natural remedy that she can utilize, right, when she responds. And so she said to me, oh, my goodness. She said, as I received your message, because I'm praying too, you know, I was like, God, please help me, to help us to use some natural remedy so he doesn't have to remove this and go through surgery. So as I sent that to her, she calls, the brother calls, and the brother said, after they told him that, whatever, he kind of pushed down on where the pain was, right? And he said the pain subsided, right? And so he's saying, you know what, I'm not thinking about doing no surgery on this. I'm going to try to find some ways of how to do this thing naturally. And I was like, look at God. So I called her. And so, you know, I said, let me call her, because she responded. She said, oh, my brother just called me back. And he's saying that, you know, he's going to try to. And I said, oh, my goodness, because first she was saying, oh, the natural remedy would be great, but she think it's so far gone. So I'm praying like, God, you know, my prayer this morning was let your will be done. Amen. And you say the surgery.
Amen.
So you don't want us to just get no cut surgery just like that. So anyway, I called her. And she was saying to me, you know, the brother called, and the brother was saying that, you know, he pressed down on the pain, and the pain is going away, da-da-da-da-da. So I said, well, here are some things that he can use, some natural remedy. Milk thistle was one. Castor oil was one. They say apple cider vinegar, but, you know, I mean, I've learned from Sister Continelli about apple cider vinegar and about vinegar, so I didn't like that one. So I told her, I said, but you could use the lemon juice, right, in space of that. And so I just thank God. The fact that, you know, he allows us from being on the line, from caring, from, you know, all of you all on this line are medical missionaries, each and every one of you. And so when you hear things that are happening, you can say, wait a minute, God said that he has given us every fruit, every tree, for it shall be for me, and the leaves shall be healing for the nation. And so, you know, I shared with her exercise and water and sunlight, the new start, the eight dot principles, the eight doctors that make sense for us. I shared that with her. And so we pray that he will leave the hospital and he will actually utilize these natural remedies that God has given to us so that he can get resolved. So I just thank you, Sister Fawn. I just wanted to share that praise report and the power and privilege of prayer from the righteous. I avail it much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that praise report of our brother who was actually going on to surgery. But, you know, God intervened, and thank God for the natural remedy that you could give, you know, information. That is really what the Lord wants us to do. As you have said, we all are medical missionary on this line. Praise the Lord. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm opening the line now for praise report and also prayer request, right? 225-337, your line is open. And thank you all for joining. And welcome again on Advent Health Reform Thursday. 225-337, your line is open.
I'm here, Sister Power. I want to say good evening, brothers and sisters. I just want to thank God for what I'm hearing, what Sister Stephanie has brought to us. You know, it's a praise to God that and when someone go to that operating table. Now, brothers and sisters, now this is not my first time hearing someone going to an operating table, and the next thing you know, that person getting off that table and saying what God is able to do. Oh, I can just say praise God for this, because that was so important. Because Sister Stephanie, my first thought, Lord, don't let them people operate on that man anywhere, because people not coming out the hospital once they start opening up things, okay? But oh, when I heard you give the rest of it, all I can say is thank you, Jesus, for allowing her to continue to pray for this man and to see these things. Now, Sister Stephanie, someone called me, just a friend from Oklahoma called me just the other day, and she was speaking to an elderly man, and he said that this person was looking for a certain herb. And my friend, she was on the prayer line with us one time, called me from Oklahoma. She said, well, I know my friend used to tell me about herbs all the time. And so when she called me, she said, have you ever heard of blackjack? I said, girl, no, I never heard of blackjack. So let me read to you what I sent to her. Blackjack. Sister Stephanie, the benefit of this thing is powerful. I had sent it to her from Google, and you can pull it up yourself, and it gives you, it gives you at least 14 benefits. I was trying to pull it up so I could read it. And one of it, and it has so many different benefits, healing diabetes type 1. I say diabetes type 1, most of the time it's hard to come out of diabetes type 1, but by God's grace, it could happen. So blackjack, the name of the root is blackjack root. And I'm looking on Amazon. Amazon say they have it. So this brother, this thing heals all kinds of, and it is definite for cancer, for any types of, what they call it, you just said it, a tumors, and anti-inflammatory. It has so many benefits, so search it out. And I wanted to read it for you, but I don't have it pulled up. But use this, search this thing out, and maybe you can tell that brother about that. So this elderly man was coming down to Louisiana. Hold on to the power. I just want to share this. This elderly man was coming down way from Oklahoma, 12 hours, to come to Louisiana to get this herb. And I told him, I said, well, just give me a moment, and I'm going to search it for you, and I'm going to find out where it's at. So now that
you can,
I know.
You can search it, and after you can, Sister Lila.
No.
Get it?
I'm not searching it, Sister Powell. I'm just telling them about the story of the elderly man. He was coming to Louisiana to get it, and I told him how they can get it. So now that I know, I would like to get some of this stuff and try it myself, but we got to read it. And like I'm saying, I'm just sharing it with the sisters and brothers. You search it for yourself to know whether or not it's good for you to take. Amen. And I'm just asking for prayers for my husband. He's on his way. He's still in the traffic. For Sister LaCole, she's at school, and just keep our youth in prayer. And I just want to thank God as we approach the Sabbath. Let us keep us all in prayer. Amen. That's it, Sister Powell. Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that information about blackjack, and we are going to ask for some research that we can find it and see the great benefit that these leaves and herbs, that it is good for each one of us. So I just want to thank you for sharing. And also, we just pray that, you know what, when we get all these wonderful herb medicine, that we will be obedient to go and try it for ourselves, because it have a lot of benefit and it will help us during our diseases or sickness or boost our immune system. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, now is the time for you to share quick. I want everyone to share, you know. So remember, we have a period of time that we are asking to share your praise report or prayer request, right? So 518-482, your line is open. Your line is open.
Okay. I want to, at this time, I want to sing of God's goodness and of his commands towards us. And the song is How Gentle God Commands. I want us to listen to the song as I sing. How gentle God's commands, how kind his precepts are.
Come cast your burdens on the Lord and trust his constant care. Beneath his watchful eye, his hand securely bound, that hand which bears the nature of shall guard his children round. Why should this anxious Lord rest on your weary mind? His dear heavenly Father's throne and sweet refreshment time. His goodness stands approved through its succeeding day. I'll drop my burden at his feet and bear it away.
Yes, I am telling you how gentle God commands. And today is Health Thursday. And I think about speaking about those who have suffered from dry mouth, right? Symptoms about are dry mouth. It seems to be all the time, the mouth is always dry all the time. And this kind of dry syndrome is a common among, you know, it's a common among, of course, public speakers, but dry mouth is a side effect of more than 400 medicinal drugs, including high blood pressure and depression. In addition, avoid diuretics, and tranquilizers. Hypoglycemics and diabetics often have a dry mouth due to blood sugar imbalance, and they should drink enough water. You should breathe through your nose to avoid stress-induced dry mouth. However, mouth breathing helps you to take in much more air. You may do best not to stop that practice. Sip water frequently. It is good for you. Or drink a glass full every hour or so between meals. It is an intriguing fact that those who rely on coffee, soft drink, or liquor for their fluid tends to get what? They do not tend to get enough liquid. Instead, they only drink water and fruit juice, and you will have lots of fluid in your body. Add a drop of echinacea or a tincture of juice to chew the root of a fresh plant. And we know one plant that we can chew is ginger. Rinse the mouth with Golden Seal mouthwash before bedtime, and it will keep your mouth moist and relieve inflamed gums. Aloe vera gel, we know that, you can relieve tender burning flame gums. So do not eat for an hour afterwards. Cayenne stimulates salvation. Salvation, yes. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. And help to repair the damage to the mouth cells which are too dry. Also, we could take vitamin B complex. And you may have, if you have that kind of syndrome, this causes dry eyes too. You may have sigerine syndrome, and this causes a dry eye, a dry mouth, and painful joints. The truest, the most exalterated knowledge is found in the Word of God, the Bible. In its simplicity, there is eloquence, and it is the path to eternal life. So we should try to use all these simple remedies that God has given us. He has commanded us because he has given us every herb for all kinds of sickness that we have. We have herbs for it. And if we try to find out how much what we could use, we will surely find it. We should surely find it. We should surely find help by God's heart that he has given us. So my dear brothers and sisters, that is my little advice to you this evening, to all of us. Depend on God and trust the heart that he has given us for our healing. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. God bless
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for that wonderful health tip. Dry mouth, right? And we know that when the mouth is dry, it's very uncomfortable. And our dear sister gave us some tips what we can do. And simple, God's remedy. To drink a lot of what? Water, right? And that is what we need, water. Taking more water. And this dry mouth, actually, she talked about one little thing, the root, the ginger root. I heard a lot of people give you feel like your mouth is a little dry. Just put a little piece of ginger root in your mouth and keep it in your mouth chewing. Thank you, my dear, for this wonderful, you know, health message night, and also these wonderful tips that we have. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, let us try these things. You know, we have it right in our cupboard, in our kitchen. Right, so we are asking you to allow us that we may use up these things to build our immune system. All right, thank you again for sharing. 985-232, your line is open. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, this time I'm asking my brothers and sister to be brief. You know, we want to allow everyone to share and have the time for prayer and also for the message. And if all of us do not share tonight, we will be able to share tomorrow night. Okay. 985-232, your line is open. Can you check your phone? 232.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us, waking us up. I would like to read a devotion. Dear God, I pray for any person who operates wickedly, whether they know it or not. Lord, I pray that they will come to knowledge of who you are and they will repent. I desire to see more and more people become your children. Lord, thank you that it will be so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord again because he's worthy. And he would like to have more people to become his children. We are his children, but he don't want to deal with wicked. And he want us to drop that and repent and come to him. His time is running out. And, Lord, we just want you to help us to get closer to you. And he want each and every person as an adult to use their own mouth because mother and father can't help you. And we want you to repent to him and he'll help. So we are calling out each and every time we can get on the line or off the line and asking the Lord to forgive us of our sins in Jesus' name so that we can get closer to him and follow him and be alike so that we can go to heaven and make heaven our home. So I just thank the Lord for his words and encouragement, and I thank him for all that needs to come to me to learn, since he know that I don't know how to pick up anything. He bring them to me, and I pray that he bring them to me. So I thank God for teaching me some good encouraging words. and all those I get read to me and fed to me. I thank all the brothers that feed them to me, all the good speakers we have. Yeah, they be and bring on and Stephanie, she has some good lessons she brings, and I thank God for her because they're very clear and very understandable. I understand her as well. Now the brothers, they're kind of hard, but you know, it's just that I can't understand it because it's different. It's a different teaching because it breaks down a different part of the Bible and different Bible, three angel message. I wrote a lot down when Brother Unity taught the three angels message, but it just breaks down so much of that stuff. I would have to go over so much. But with Stephanie teacher, I understand that clearly because it's like through health message and stuff. But anyway, I just take on and listen because I know there another brother, you know, him, he might bring it back again. And through all that, I'll catch on. So I just thank God and ask for prayers for each and every one. I ask y'all to keep me in prayer for my memory because my memory is real short. Because I know it's because so much of medication throughout the years. And I'm praying to go up in my memory because there's a lot of stuff I put down I can't find. So just ask y'all to keep me in prayer for my memory and my family and prayer hour. It being like family, and may each one of us go strong. Amen. Hold on. Amen. Brother John.
Here, I'd like to hello this Brother John from Hummer, Louisiana. And just wanted to give a testimony that I went to the store or whatever. I might be going to the store, and I, like, ran into a few guys that I used to, well, you know, hang with back in the days. And I was, you know, a wild guy at the time, a lot of different street fights and things, fist fights and stuff. And some of them still kind of wild. I ran into them in the store or whatever, and they asked me how I've been in. This and that, and I tell them all that I changed my life around, you know. And when I see a cross, I end up running into one of them every now and then, and they be like, I haven't seen you in so many years. And I explained to them, yeah, man, I changed my life around. They're like, what you mean? And I told them that just reading the Bible and learning the Bible and teaching what I learned to people. And I told them, I said, since I did that, my life has been a whole lot better. It's way better. And I told him you should give it a try, too. And I said, I slowed it down, you know, pumped my brakes like a car, pumping my brakes and slowed it down and just maintain a better way of thinking and a good way of thinking and a more pure way of thinking and just like God's will way of thinking, if I put it that way. And a lot of them just be surprised, like, man, that's all right, you know, you're saying. And I say, yeah. They say, you know, some of them say, I'd have changed my ways too. And I say, it could only benefit you, I can tell you that. I say, to change your ways from the worst to the better, it only could benefit you. So I just continue, like I said, just letting them know. I'd be proud to let them know that I made a lot of changes in my heart and in my life. And it just feels good to know that, though. And just let them know the goodness of God, though. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that, my testimony. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Give God thanks and praise for these wonderful praise reports and testimony, Brother John and Sister Brenda. God is so good using you to learn the Bible more, study the Word, listening to different preachers, presenting it simple that you could understand it, and also to carry Brother John the message out there to your brethren, those guys that you used to be with. you can tell them, and they will see the change in you, because the Lord said when you know him, you become a new creature. So they saw a new creature within you, Brother Johnson. God, praise brothers and sisters for what God have been doing in the life of Sister Brenda and Brother John. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for sharing. God bless. Opening this line, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, 423-635, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes,
ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, sorry. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm out here with the weed whacker, and I'm just trying to do some last-minute work. I just got home. But I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. And I just wanted to share about germanium, that's the flowers. It's also a plant, and most people use it for decoration, but it is the most interesting helpful benefit of germanium, germanium, may include the ability to lower stress level, reduce inflammation, strengthen the immune system, ease digestion, improve kidney, skin, and hair health. And it's antifungal, antiseptic, antibacterial property, which help to heal wounds faster. So this beautiful plant, it's a annual. It's a blessing. It's a healing plant, and many people just use it for decoration. And I just thank the Lord for this plant and all the other that he has for our healing and for our help. But we need to learn about these things so that we can know how to properly use them and share it with others. And just being out here in the garden and stuff, there's a lot of ticks, and I've learned to mix olive oil and garlic. Let the garlic sit in the olive oil and use that to put on my body to repel the ticks. And they also hate peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, lemongrass, because those things, when they bite you, they, you know, on my skin, they leave a scar. And I usually put the oil when I find them, and it'll come out and I'll kill them. So I just thanking God again for his love and his health and strength to each and every one of us. We just have to search it out. And I'm sorry, I just want to finish a couple weed before it's starting to rain before I go in. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for joining and also sharing about that journey. And I don't know if I call it name properly, but it is good for a lot of things for the kidney, and also it's good for inflammation. And brethren, we heard about these. We are going to do some research. So each one of us to take these names and do your own research that you can use that. And they will talk to Sister Carla, also share about it. And we know that is ticks in the garden all the time. And ticks is a dangerous animal, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And you heard that peppermint oil and olive oil with garlic is good to rub your skin for that. So I just want to thank you, my dear sister, for sharing that LT. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are coming on the time of praying. So I'm opening this line, and I'm asking you, please, if you can brief, and asking you to lead us in prayer, brothers and sisters, because we want to allow the speaker to come and present the message. So opening this thing for so you to share briefly, and we can offer a word of prayer for us. You heard the various requests for each and every one of us, and that we can go. And if brothers and sisters on the line may come in late, we are asking you, please, that tomorrow night you will be able to share your testimony of praise, or in the end, we may call you to maybe do the last song of praise. Thank you for joining. 631-552, your line is open.
Blessing. Good evening, everyone. Truly thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. I want to share a testimony on Sunday that we went out into Triangle Community of New York to do some canvassing. And we took books and went out into the community. You know that the Monday was holiday, so when we went out, many people weren't home, but those who we met, they were pleasant to us. And only one person was not pleasant to us when we approached. But we gave God thanks, one of the person that we went to, and I introduced her to some of the books that I have. And she was actually smoking, like, when I look in the tray, it's like about 30 cigarettes already in the tray. So I don't even mention anything to her, like, I just tell her that I have some books here that can help you with your health, and I know this one would be good. You could do a lifestyle change. And she says, how much is it? So I told her, we're selling it on a donation basis. Price is $25, but you can give us less if you have. And she said, okay, I'll pay the $25 for it. And we write down some information from her, and that the church can reach her back to her and do some counseling on her, or invite her to their cooking, which is been taking place this weekend coming. So it was truly a blessing. I want to thank God for everything and what he is doing. And no matter what the enemy is doing, God will triumph. I want to share a little thing, and then I pray. One more little thing, then I pray. I don't know if you guys heard about a disease that started in the Middle East, in Iraq. It's a nosebleed disease. It's called hemorrhage fever. It's a hemorrhage fever. And what it causes, nosebleed. And over 18% have died so far since it started in January. They said that this disease can escalate. It can escalate more further. The onset of the illness caused rapid and severe internal and external bleeding in infected patients, including through the nose, hence its nickname, nosebleed fever. Though the virus is hosted in ticks, right? In the ticks, like when you're out there in the field, in the garden or whatever, most individuals pick up the coming in contact with infected animal, or even animals as well, dogs and even cats as well. Also from cattle as well, like your goats and whatever, infected animals and blood usually occur among those who work with livestock and in slaughterhouse, they says. The virus is not novel, but it is rare and apparently spreading at an unprecedented rate throughout Iraq, that is in Iraq. It says between 10% and 40% of cases. It says between 10% and 40% of cases will die from the disease. You hear that? That's a high rate. Aside from profuse bleeding and potential death, early symptoms include fever, body aches, dizziness, neck pain, headache, and sore eyes, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sore throat, and brain fog. Having also been observing infected patients, according to the World Health Organization. So we see that so much things, we're living in a time of epidemic of diseases, as the Bible tells us in Matthew 24, that these things will happen, because so truly we are living in the end of time, and God is telling his people that we can protect ourselves from these illnesses by the lifestyle that we live and know about the things that is around us that we can use in case these illness come upon us, because God has set up things in the earth for us. He has caused the grass to grow for the cattle and the herbs for the service of man. So God is want to empower us so that we can make a difference in our lives and also make a difference in others' lives as well. So as we heard about these things, let us practice. As Sister Carla just shared one of the herb that she found, a plant, geranium, and she gave the description of it. All we can do it as well. We can have our phone and have on the app called Picture This, our Google Picture, and we snap an image of something that we see around us. We might think it is a weed, but it's something that can do great brain health benefits for us in case of sickness. We have the dandelion that is around now. We have the plantain that is around, and if we get a bite from an insect, you can rub the plantain, a plant called plantain. You have the broad leaf and you have the tiny leaf. We can rub that on the affected area and it will help. So it's good for us to know what is in our immediate surrounding. Just the other day I was on my job, and when I look, I see this plant. And when I feel it, it feels like you're feeling the ears of a lamb.
Amen.
So they call it lamb ears. So when I check it out, this thing can cure so much diseases. And I said, what? So I take it out from the ground, and I took it home, and I replant it somewhere so that I can have it access to it. So it's good for us to know these things, and it will help us and help others. So let us go into prayer.
Amen, 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 amen.
Eternal God and our Father, we pause to acknowledge your goodness, your love, and your mercy towards us. Father, you allow things to happen in our lives not because you don't love us, Lord, but without the trial of our faith, Lord, you will not help us to grow. Because many times we are at ease, O Lord. In our trials, let us know that we are in a world that is a battle. The great controversy is at hand. It's good and evil, Christ or Satan. And Father, we know that the victory is already won, Lord, but we have our part to play. You have called us to vindicate your character. And Father, help us, O Lord, let nothing or no one destroy our faith in thee. Forgive us, Lord, in ways that we have sinned and come short of your glory. Purify our thoughts, purify our action. Let our will be lost in thine. Father, help us not look at what is going on and just focus on it, Lord, but to focus on you, Lord. Because many things are happening in this world, not because the enemy wants us to know what's going on. He wants us to be distracted as well, because we know that you are the solution to all the problems of this world, O God. Men cannot fix it. As your word has told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, God has made man upright, but he has started many inventions. And Father, if we check for the past 100 years, all that man has created upon this earth has caused more detrimental to their fellow men than anything else. Father, one of the things that you set up for us was a simplicity of life. But Lord, we see the perplexities and all the invention. Just the other day as I look and I see, O Lord, at these things, I know that you, God, you grieve in your spirit to see that men have caused so much carnage upon the face of this earth based on their disobedience and their selfishness. Father, I just ask you, Lord, to be with each and everyone on the line. Father, remember Brother John and his wife, O Lord. You heard their testimony, Lord, and see the work that they are doing in their part of the vineyard. They have learned the message, O Lord, and they didn't keep it to themselves. They are going out and sharing it to the others. Father, be with Sister Paula as well, O Lord, in our ministry and your desire for the school that has been set up in Jamaica, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that you bring things back to normal, O God. Let it continue to serve the community and to uplift and glorify your name. Father, I pray, O Lord, that you continue to strengthen our Lord and give her health and strength as you continue to do that which you have called her to do. Father, I pray for Shakala in our ministry there, Lord. as she in the country, Lord, and learning more things, how to operate many of the machinery and to know the things that are around her. And Father, that is a blessing, Lord, so that she can teach to others. Because, Lord, now we are living in a time where we have to learn that which is in our midst or in our presence, so that we can use it to help us in case of situations. Father, I pray for Brother Rick, Lord. I pray that you continue to be with him, strengthen him, Lord. Father, you know his desire for his family, Lord. It's for them to be with you when that day shall come, Lord. You know Ashley, O Lord, you know her situation, O Lord. Peter and her children, O Lord, cover her under your blood. Continue speak to her through your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that she will submit to you so that you can do more for her than she can do for herself. Father, I pray for Sister Leola, O Lord, and her son Jarvis and her husband as well, and her daughter and her grandchildren, O Lord. Cover them under your blood, Lord. Father, as she seeks to establish that country, O Lord, I pray, Lord, that you provide the means, O Lord. And I pray that it will come to pass. Father, I pray for each and everyone on the line now listening, Lord. Sister Tamika and all the names, O Lord. I don't remember all the names out of my head, Lord, but you know them, O God. All those who are representative of this line, O Lord, I place them in your care, Lord. Cover them under your blood. Pray for Brother Eli and his family and his friends, O Lord. You always request prayer for them and seek for them to know you, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Lord. I pray that you strengthen his faith, O God, that he continue to press on to the mark of his air calling in Jesus. Father, be it Brother Yidi and his family as well. I pray for the ministry out there in Arkansas, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will allow nothing, Lord, to ruin what you have built, Lord, and to submit everything into your hands, O Lord. And I know that you will allow things to prosper. Father, I just continue to be with Brother Richardson there in Tennessee, Lord, and his ministry, Lord, Tapper ministry, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless him and his family, Lord. And Father, I pray for your woman servant, O God, Sister Stephanie, Lord, as she comes to share that which you have shared with her, Lord. Pray that you will cover her under your blood, baptize her anew with your spirit, O Lord, and give her the words that you want her to speak tonight, Lord. Pray for us who are listening, Lord, that we will have receptive ear, Lord, and a willing heart to learn, O God. Help us, Lord, to have that teachable spirit, Lord, because the only way we can grow in these last days is to have that teachable spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, Lord. And thank you for all the speakers that have come on this line to share, Lord. I pray that you will bless them and their family, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we will grow from strength to strength, Lord, as we see the day approaching. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. Whatsoever we feel of asking, feel of not granting. Be the poor and needy, Lord, the sick and afflicted, Lord. Be those who are stricken, O Lord, in fear of what is taking place upon the earth. Lord, help them to look to you, Lord, because you are the only strength that we can find. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for prayer and also for that comment today. God is good. It's so great. Thank everyone who joined. And I'm asking you at this time, let you get your pen, your notepad, your ministry of healing, and also ready. And the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie, the speaker. So please, all of us be prepared. 240-988, your line is open.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much for the prayer. Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. We touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord, and we pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit today, Heavenly Father. We pray and we're pleading and asking you, Lord, that you will search us, you will remove anything from us, forgive us of our sins, Heavenly Father. But most importantly, Lord, you will give us the desire to allow your will to be our will. You will give us the desire to not be hearer of the word, but to be doer. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I heard Sister Brenda, and I want to say thank you, but all honor, glory, and praise go to our Heavenly Father. Amen. We praise God from whom all blessings flow. We know that this is not of us, but this is through the Holy Spirit working within us. So we do not take it for granted. I heard Sister Carla, and I'm glad that Brother O'Neill came and shared what he was talking about with the tick, because got a little concerned. You know, we got to be careful with the tick because, you know, sometimes it can give you that Lyme disease and all of that stuff. So I would, you know, say to you, beloved, just to be careful when you are out there with your, you know, your long sleeves and all of that stuff, and be careful with that tick, those ticks, because, you know, it can be very detrimental to our health. So thank you so much. I had a geranium. I had a couple of the plants in my yard at one point in time. I don't know where it is, so I guess I need to get some more. Amen. So thank you so much, you know, for blessing us with that wonderful information, the praise report from, you know, from Brother John. It is always, whenever I hear the praise reports from my beloved, it encouraged me and it reminded me of how good God is. Amen. Because if I think about all the things that I used to do, when I look back and roll back the curtain from whence I came, I can say it is good. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen and amen. All righty. So we last week we were looking at prayer for the sick, and I'm telling you, the enemy is busy. He knows that his time is short. He has come to kill, steal, rob, destroy, sift us as wheat. Last week, I think I shared when we did Thursday that my daughter came home, and you know, she has one of her schoolmate that they were going to school since they were three. They're going to different colleges, so she's here, you know, with us as well, and everything is going okay and everything. And then Monday of this week, I headed out with one of my girlfriends to go to this warehouse place that sells things for houses. And I didn't sign up for this. I didn't know that that's what was going to happen. But I happened to, they also have a church, the Liberty Mission SDA church, and happened to go by there and was getting their garden prepared and ready. They're going to do some raised beds. So I was pulling out weeds and different things like that. It wasn't my intent. But I went ahead and, you know, God gave me the strength to be able to do it. And on my journey there, I got a call from, you know, my daughter's schoolmate, girlfriend and stuff. And so I was like, okay, you know, she told me, I saw the call, I answered. She said my daughter was walking in because they came out to say hi to my girlfriend, which were their teacher, right? She taught, she taught her friend, and she was one of the teachers at my daughter's school. So you see how long this is, right? They started to go to school since they were three. Now they are college students, right? So I thank God, you know, for him keeping them. And so she said, I don't know what happened, but she was like, my knee popped out, and I was like, what in the world? And so, you know, I share this to say the enemy is busy. We have been praying for young people. We were thankful that God made her, you know, gave her safe traveling mercies to come home. But as soon as she came home, the enemy trying to seep in. And so, you know, I told her what to do because, as I said, I wasn't home. The cabbage poultice was something that we told her to do. The castor oil is also good as well. And the charcoal poultice. So all of that I had in my house, the hydrotherapy, the cold and the rest and all of that stuff. So when she went to the, you know, I gave her the ginger and the garlic, all of these wonderful stuff that you've appeared on this Health Thursday. And that we have in our pantry, regular things. And so when she went to the urgent care, the lady told her, she actually went there with the cabbage poultice on her, wrapped on her knee. And the lady told her, continue to use that, right? The lady was like, you know, it had some fluid, you know, in it and all of that stuff. And, you know, the lady told her, continue to use, do the things, you know, that your mother is telling you to do, and the cabbage poultice and all of that stuff and the charcoal. And so I just thank God, you know, for his natural remedy, right? And so we, you know, the doctors are there, you know, physicians are there too to give us additional information. They did an x-ray, so nothing is broken. She goes, I was able to get an appointment for her to see the orthopedic doctor next Thursday. So continue to pray that that will go well. She did go and see the physical therapist, the chiropractor, and he wanted an MRI. So all of that is being done. I don't know if you are familiar with having a college student or with you being in college as well, when they come home, because they're not here as often, when they come home, you're trying to get them to do all of their appointments, right, to get all of the doctor's appointment and the dentist appointment, all of that stuff in, because very soon, we see how quickly, we're in June already, very soon, the time is moving by so quickly, they're going to be gone, they're going to be going back, and it is very hard to get them in, but I thank God that he has blessed me with some really, really nice doctors that, you know, work them in as best as they can in their schedule. And I remember when she went to, and this is a Christ Object lesson, then we're going to go into prayer of the sick from Ministry of Healing and use of Natural Remedies. And she told the doctor, the chiropractor, she was like, you know, Stephanie is my mother, right? He said my whole name. And she said, yeah. And he said to her, you know, I was going to treat you special anyway, but now I know who your mother is, I'm going to even care for you even extra special. What is the Christ Object lesson? Because this is not about me. The Christ Object lesson is we are connected to the heavenly kingdom, right? We are royalty, right? And so once we are connected, the enemy's going to come, right? It says that the weapons are going to form, right? But once we are seeking and striving to be obedient to our Heavenly Father, to hold on to the hem of Jesus Christ's garment, our Savior, we know we can be assured, right, that we are going to get that extra favor, that extra blessing, and he is going to be the shield bearer, right, to ricochet all of those wickedness that the enemy has prepared for us. Amen. What is that saying? That text in Psalm 23, prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemy, right? Because we are connected to our Heavenly Father, our enemy will not be able to prevail, and we will get that extra treatment. Amen, because we're connected to the heir of the throne. And so I thank God. That is the Christ Object lesson, right, that when we are abiding in God, we get that extra favor, right? It doesn't mean that we're not going to get the weapon form against us, right, but it will not prosper. Do you believe that, beloved? I know I believe that. And so as my chiropractor was telling my daughter that I was going to treat you special anyway, but now that I know who you're connected with, I'm going to treat you even extra special. That's what happens, right, when we are connected with Jesus Christ, our Savior. That is such a blessing. Amen and amen. So I just had to share that, right? I just had to share that just to encourage someone, right, to know that you are connected to the heavenly throne. Amen. And favor will beset you once you are obedient. All right. Amen and amen. So here we go. So I'm in the prayer for the sick. I'm in Ministry of Healing, and I'm in prayer for the sick. And I'm just going to read, just kind of recap a little bit from what we did last week, and then I am going to go into use of remedies, where we are laborers together with God, okay? So I'm going to touch a little bit on that, some of the things we're going to revisit as well, amen? And amen. Repetition deepens the impression of the soul. Amen and amen. All right. So I am on page 230, and I am going to be reading. Let me make sure I have all of that information right here. Okay. So we did submission to the will of God. And so, yes, I'm going to come down to page 230 and read a little bit of that one, all right? It says, we all desire immediate and direct answer to our prayers and are tempted to become discouraged when the answer is delayed or comes in an unlooked for form. All right, I told you today what I was asked to pray for, and we prayed for it. But at the end of the day, we said, what? What have we been learning thus far? Not our will, but your will. We want God's will to be done, and that's the example that Jesus gave us, right? He says, let this cup be passed from me, but not my will. Let your will be done. And that's the prayer that we are to pray on behalf of every person. Because we don't know what God has in store for them. And sometimes God has to do things to save some of us, right? Do you all believe that? We read that in this particular chapter, right, that God is sometimes going to have to allow, and that's what, you know, we have read, that sometimes, you know, it would allow God to actually sin if he allows healing and some of the prayers that we have prayed to be answered, right? And so we always know that God he knows the beginning from the end, amen? All right, so let's go back into this. It says, we all desire immediate and direct answer to our prayers and are tempted to become discouraged when the answer is delayed or comes in an unlooked-for form. Sister Powell, how long was that lady with the issue of blood? About 12 years?
12 years.
Yes, and trust and believe, she was praying faithfully, but she did not become discouraged, because what did Jesus tell her? Because of your faith, you are healed, right? So, Sister Brenda, I'm here to tell you, because of your faith, your Heavenly Father will provide healing, will provide whatever he feels is best for you. Amen and amen. It says, but God is too wise and good to answer our prayers always at just the time and in just the manner we desire. All right, we recap. This is a recap. He will do more and better for us than to accomplish all our wishes. And because we can trust his wisdom and love, we should not ask him to what? Concede to our will. Yeah. But should he enter into and accomplish his purpose. Our desires and interests should be lost in his will. These experiences that test faith are for our benefit. By them, it is made manifest whether our faith is true and sincere, resting on the word of God alone, or whether depending on circumstances. It is uncertain and changeable. Faith is strengthened by exercise, right? Faith is strengthened by exercise. So we have to go through these tests and these tasks, right? Faith is strengthened by exercise. We must let patience have its perfect work. We must let patience have its perfect work, remembering that there are precious promises in the scriptures for those who wait upon the Lord. And what is coming to my mind, Isaiah 40? Is it Isaiah 40, 30? Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Shall mount up with wings like eagle, right? You shall not faint, right? Let us not faint. Let us not become weary. Amen. And if you think about the wingspan of an eagle, that is a powerful animal, right? He knows how to weather the storms. He knows how to go up in the sky above the storm. He knows to go below. And so if we think about that, that should be the desire, that God will give us the wings to mount up like eagles through the storm. Amen and amen. It says we must let patience have its perfect work, right? Because that's one of the criteria of the remnant people. Amen. We must let patience have its perfect work, remembering that there are precious promises in the scriptures for those who wait upon the Lord. Not all understand these principles. Many who seek the Lord's healing mercy think they must have a direct an immediate answer to their prayers or their faith is defective. For this reason, those who are weakened by disease need to be counseled wisely, that they may act with discretion. They should not disregard their duty to the friends who may survive them or neglect to employ nature's agencies for the restoration of health. Often there is danger of error here, believing that they will be healed in answer to prayer. Some fear to do anything that might seem to indicate a lack of faith. I remember reading that last week. But they should not neglect to set their affairs in order as they would desire to do if they expected to be removed by death. I don't think we did read that part. Nor should they fear to utter words of encouragement or counsel which at the departing hour they wish to speak to their loved ones. And then we did read a little bit of remedial agency Bible example. Those who seek healing by prayer should not neglect to make use of the remedial agencies within their reach. All right. It is not a denial of faith to use such remedies as God has provided to alleviate pain and to aid nature in her work of restoration. All right. And I think we came down here to this part. All right. I don't think we read all of that as well. It says right here, we have the sanction of the word of God for the use of remedial agency. Hezekiah, king of Israel, was sick, and the prophet of God brought him the message that he should die. He cried unto the Lord and said, he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his servant and sent him a message that what? 15 years should be added to his life. Amen. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my daughter two Fridays ago down there to Lynchburg, and I was telling her about, you know, Grandma Thompson that passed. I didn't tell her while she was in school, you know, taking exams and stuff, because I know she was close to her. And my young person, they don't really take death really well. They don't like funerals or anything like that. And so I was sharing with her on Sabbath, as I was, you know, we were going to church, and I was like, I told her, I said, I was in Virginia, and she was like, why, you know, and I was telling her, and I said, yeah, Grandma so-and-so passed away, and she said, what, Mommy? I said, yes, I didn't share it with you because I knew you were at school, you know, dealing with exams and all these other stuff, and so she was like, oh, I'm so sad, I don't want to hear it anymore, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, right? However, I said to her, let's look at the blessing. She was 97. I remember when she was like in her early 80s in her 80s, she had some poles that were in her head because they said that she was supposed to die then. And so 97 years old. So God has given her extended life like he did Hezekiah, right? We were praying for her. The church was praying for her, and God extended her life. Amen. And amen. So Hezekiah, king of Israel, was sick, and a prophet of God brought him the message that he would die. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his servant and sent him a message that 15 years should be added to his life. Now, one word from God would have healed Hezekiah instantly, but special directions were given. Let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. What is that? We welcome, right? This is welcome to the Advent Life Health Ministry. Fig is a natural fruit. And it says, put some lump of figs on that boil, and he shall recover. Isaiah 38, verse 21. One occasion, Christ anointed the eyes of a blind man with what? Lay and spickle, right? And bade him go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way thereof and washed and came seeing. John 9, verse 17. So this man also had faith, and he was obedient. Because for us, sometimes we were fit. You ain't going to put no clay on my face. It's dirty, all of that stuff. This man did not do that. He knew, right? And he was obedient. He knew he was in the presence of a holy, holy, holy Savior. Amen? And so it says the cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer. Amen? Oh, it says he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. John 9, verse 7. The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer. Yet Christ made use of the simple agency of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies. Let's be for real. How many people going to come to you now and you tell you, okay, let me put some spit on your eyes. We going to look at them like, we're in a pandemic. You ain't finna do that, right? But Christ uses simple remedy, and we have been learning that, you know, God has given us power to speak things into existence. He has given us power to heal. If we believe, we read about, you know, the role of the elder laying hands on individuals, but because of this pandemic, they say social distancing. They don't want to be close to nobody. You know, I've seen some of my church folks, and I have to ask them, you know, what y'all doing? You know, it's like we're playing like, you know, tango, limbo. What are we doing? Are we giving hugs? Are we giving high five? Are we giving, you know, elbows? What are we giving? I ask them, you know, because there's so much fear going on. People looking at you like, don't come near me, you know, 6 feet. Amen. But right here it is saying, while he did not give countenance to drugs, medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies. When we have prayed for the recovery of the sick, whatever the outcome of the case, let us not lose faith in God. If we are called upon to meet bereavement, let us accept the bitter cup, remembering that a father's hand holds it to our lips. But should help be restored, it should not be forgotten that the recipient of healing mercy is placed under renewed obligation to the Creator. When the 10 lepers were cleansed, only one returned to find Jesus and give him glory. Let none of us be like the unthinking nine. I'm going to read that again, because sometimes we only remember God when it's bad. We don't remember him when it's good. When the 10 lepers were cleansed, only one returned to find Jesus and give him glory. Let none of us, beloved, be like the unthinking nine whose hearts were untouched by the mercy of God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and come it down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1, verse 17. Ain't that beautiful, beloved? And so we're going to read a little bit of the use of remedies. That's on page 235, right? So I read 231 through 235, and I'm going to continue now. Amen? It says, the use of remedies. We are laborers together with God. We are laborers together with God. So that means we co-partner with God, right? So that means if God is telling us to do one thing, we can't be doing another thing and doing our own way. That means we're not co-laboring with God, right? Because think about it. Can you build a house and, you know, you all have all the materials and you have the design together, and, you know, all of the materials are ready. But while the foundations are being laid, you're putting all of there, right? Or your materials. It's not solid brick, right? You're doing little, you know, you're putting paper, newspaper for the foundation, right? There's no way that you can be laborers on the same team of building a house. So if we are disobedient to God, we cannot be laborers. We cannot be a disciple for God. Amen? So here we go. It says, disease never comes without a cause. Disease never comes without a cause. The way is prepared and disease invited by disregard of the laws of health. Many suffer in consequence of the transgression of their parents. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, parents. Me too. We do things that, you know, we weren't supposed to do. And our children kind of suffer for that as well. While they're not responsible for what their parents have done, it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain what are and what are not violation of the laws of health. They should avoid the wrong habits of their parents and by correct living, place themselves in better conditions. The greater number, however, suffer because of their own wrong course of action. So we can't blame it on everybody. We, at a certain age, we have to work on our own fear, our own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. They disregard the principles of health by their habits of eating, drinking, dressing, and working. We did recap that last week. Their transgression of nature's laws produces the results, and when sickness comes upon them, many do not credit their suffering to the true cause, but murmur against God because of their affliction. But God is not responsible for the suffering that follows disregard of natural law. Isn't that what Adam did, right? Adam was disobedient. He did, you know, then the righteousness was taken away from him. And when he heard God in the garden, what did he say? You know, he was like, the woman you gave me, right? He did not take responsibility right there for his action, for his disobedience. It says, God has endowed us with a certain amount of vital force. He has also formed us with organs suited to maintain the various function of life. And I remember, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing me back to this, because we read this last week. And that's when I received the text message today saying that they were getting ready, earlier this morning, saying that they were getting ready to operate and take out this tumor, I was like, okay, God, let your will be done. But then when I got the next message saying that, oh, it wasn't a tumor, they realized it's a gallbladder and they wanted to remove that, I was like, wait a minute. And this is what it comes back to, right? I remember I was like, well, then everything, God made everything for a reason. Everything has a function, and each of them are connected with one another, right? Because what did God say? Oh, it's very good. You know, he made man in his own image. So I'm pretty sure that gallbladder is important, right? And this is what I had read to bring that back to me as well. So it says, and he designed, I'm going to read that again, he has also formed us with organs suited to maintain the various function of life. And he designed that these organs shall work together in harmony. If we carefully preserve the life force and keep the delicate mechanism of the body in order. What? We have to keep the delicate mechanism of the body in order? Because God is a God of order, right? We can't just do our own thing. We can't just consume whatever we want to consume and eat whatever we want to eat. Because the truth be told, we are to be what? Eating to live. We're not to live to eat. Amen. You catch that? We are on earth to eat to live. Our desire shouldn't be we're living to eat. Amen? So it says, if we carefully preserve the life force and keep the delicate mechanism of the body in order, the result is health. But if the vital force is too rapidly exhausted, the nervous system borrows power for present use from its resources of strength. I'm hearing a lot of background feedback, Sister Powell. If the vital force is too rapidly exhausted, the nervous system borrows power for present use for its resources of strength, and when one organ is injured, listen to this, all are affected. That's what came to me today in the conversation with my beloved sister on behalf of our brother. Nature bears much abuse without apparent resistance. She then arouses and makes a determined effort to remove the effects of the ill treatment she has suffered. Her effort to correct these conditions is often manifest in fever and various other forms of sickness. Now I'm going to read about rationale remedies. When the abuse of health is carried so far that sickness results, the sufferer can often do for himself what no one else can do for him. The first thing to be done is to ascertain the true character of the sickness and then go to work intelligently to remove the cause. So we have to go and find out, because that's what I was saying. I was like, what caused this for him to be having these pains and for it to be so enlarged? Amen. Got to go back to that. Look, it says the first thing to be done is to ascertain the true character of the sickness and then go to work intelligently to remove the cause. If the harmonious working of the system has become unbalanced by overwork, overeating, or other irregularities, do not endeavor to adjust the difficulties by adding a burden of poisonous medicine. So we try to look at, you know, what is he doing? Is he exercising? What is he eating? Is he eating a diet or food that includes dark, leafy vegetables? Is he intaking a lot of fiber? What is he doing? Is he exercising? Is he, you know, drinking enough water? All of those things we assess and realize that he's not doing all of those things. So now we can say these are some of the things that you need to do. Amen, amen, before, you know, start consuming poisonous medicine. Now we're moving. It says diet and cure. And, I'm going to just do a couple more. I'm looking at the time. Couple more. And then we will be done for tonight. And Sister Paul can open it up for a comment, feedback, query, and some time for individuals to share, if, as I heard you said that earlier too as well. It says the diet cure. Intemperance eating is often the cause of sickness. And what nature most needs is to be relieved of the undue burden that has been placed upon her. Many times we're eating way too late. That is one of the cause of the different ailments and issues that we experience. We're eating way too late. I remember when I was growing up, and we eat way too much. I remember when I was growing up in the beautiful islands of Jamaica, we had 3 meals, right? But we were outside all the time. You know, it's a tropical island. And so we would get breakfast, like, early in the morning, right? And then we would get lunch. So we'd do breakfast probably, between 6 and 7. Then we wouldn't eat again until about noon, 12, for lunch. And then we would come back home and eat dinner about anywhere from, 3 to 4. And then we'll probably have like a little supper, which is usually like tea and crackers, nothing really big, or bread or something like that, by between like 6 and 7. And then we wouldn't eat anything else. And then we would be going to bed, you know, around 8 o'clock, right? Or 9 o'clock thereabout. Might be 9, because they used to, you know, I'm telling a little bit, they used to watch Dynasty and stuff. So I'm telling a little bit. And so, yeah, and so that would be probably about 9 o'clock or so. So we would go to bed around that time. But, you know, we weren't eating at 9 and 10 o'clock. We were actually in bed. You know, we didn't do this late night up at 10 o'clock. We're still asleep up at 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. No, we did not do that. And so we need to be temperate in what we're eating. We need to be temperate in making sure that we're consuming enough water. I'm going to share this again. As it is so hot, obviously, we're going to get a very hot summer because it's in, you know, June and May. It's early June, and it is hot, heat in the place. So make sure that you are, you know, consuming enough water. You're staying hydrated. My girlfriend called me the other day and told me she passed out because it was so hot and she was dehydrated. So make sure that you're getting your water. And so the rule of thumb is that, you know, we've often heard 8 glasses, but that's not always the case. You have to go off your body weight. So if you're 120 pounds and, you know, you need to be drinking, you need to be consuming half of that. So that would be 60 ounces of water, right? And so you do that adjustment at least, right? And so I just wanted to point that out. The diet cure, got to be careful with that and make sure that we are utilizing those things within our diet and watching, you know, what we're eating, you know, and being temperate. Because sometimes we're eating the good stuff, but we're eating too much of it and we're eating too often. Amen and amen. So it says, in many cases of sickness, the very best remedy is for the patient to fast for a meal or two that the overworked organs of digestion may have an opportunity to rest. A fruit diet for a few days has often brought great relief to brain workers. And I thank God for the Advent Light ministry. And I know on Wednesdays they do their fasting and praying. And I just thank God, you know, for that, that we are able to stay away from the physical food and seek the spiritual food throughout that day. And so I thank God for that. So I continue. It says, for the patient to fast, let me go back. In many cases of sickness, the very best remedy is for the patient to fast for a meal or two that the overworked organs of digestion may have an opportunity to rest. A fruit diet for a few days has often brought great relief to brain workers. Many times a short period of entire abstinence from food followed by simple moderate eating has led to recovery through nature's own recuperative effort. An abstemious diet for a month or two would convince many sufferers that the path of self-denial is the path to health. Rest as a remedy. Some make themselves sick by overwork. For these, rest, freedom from care, and a spare diet are essential to restoration of health. To those who are brain weary and nervous because of continual labor and close confinement, a visit to the country where they can live a simple, carefree life, coming in close contact with the things of nature, will be most helpful. Roaming through the fields and the woods, picking the flowers, listening to the songs of the birds, will do far more than any other agency towards their recovery. Use of water. I'm just going to read a little bit of that, and then I will end here. In health and in sickness, pure water is one of heaven's fierce blessings. That's beautiful. I'm going to read that again. In health and in sickness, pure water is one of heaven's choicest blessings. Its proper use promotes health. It is the beverage which God provided to quench the thirst of animals and man. Drunk freely, it helps to supply the necessities of the system and assist nature to resist disease. The external application of water is one of the easiest and most satisfactory ways of regulating the circulation of the blood. A cold or cool bath is an excellent tonic. Warm baths open the pores and thus aid in the elimination of impurities. Both warm and neutral baths soothe the nerves and equalize the circulation. Go water. Go H2O. But many have never learned by experience the beneficial effects of the proper use of water, and they are afraid of it. Water treatments are not appreciated as they should be, and to apply them skillfully requires work that many are unwilling to perform. But none should feel excused for ignorance or indifference on this subject. There are many ways in which water can be applied to relieve pain and check disease. All should become what? Intelligent in its use in simple home treatments. Mothers especially should know how to care for their families in both health and sickness. Here ends the reading for tonight, Sister Paul, and I like that ending part because we're in a society where we're confused. We're confused with gender. We're confused with roles of mothers and fathers. And clearly there is a distinction. Thus saith the Lord. He says, I've created what? Males and females. Men and women. Amen? And so we want to put that to say that the roles of the mother is very important, as it is the roles of the father as well. But we're looking at the roles of the mother. For them, it says here that mothers especially should know how to care for their families in both health and sickness. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I was growing up and I was sick, though I love my dad and I know my dad loved me, I wanted to go to my mother. I wanted her to be able to do the thing that I know was going to give me some healing. Yes, Dad, cool and all, but I'm sick. I want to be with my mother for her to give me that nurturing and that that health remedy that, you know, she has up her sleeve. Amen and amen. All right, so we're done, Sister Powell, with the portion of the health message. And I hope and pray that you were blessed, and I hope and pray that you learned something so that you are able to take it and impart it in your life as well as in someone else as well. Amen and amen. All right, I don't hear Sister Powell, so I'm going to go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your health message. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer and for allowing your will to be our will, Lord. And as we pray for each one, as we pray for individuals that are experiencing health infliction, Lord, we pray that your will be done. We pray that you will give us the wisdom, the guidance, and the knowledge to know that there are things that we also do that can cause diseases to our bodies. But we thank you that you are the great physician, that we can come to you and you can give us all of the guidance, and we can trust you, knowing that you know how to give your children good gifts. Just like you healed Hezekiah for crying and praying out to you, just like how you use the simple, the clay and the spittle and the dirt, Heavenly Father, we know that you can give us that same power. You can give us that same healing. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. Be with us as we learn more and speak more with you, Lord. And we ask you, as we depart from this line today, you do not depart from us, but you allow us, Lord, to use the words and the message that you have given us, Lord, to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation, and also thank my brothers and sisters who join us, and we have some important message this evening by their beloved brothers and sisters, how God is good and how there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. So I am asking my brothers and sisters, if you have any comment or any query that pertaining to the study this evening, we are asking you to take off yourself *6 and you can punch one again, and then you can let me know that you want to ask a question, just a question on the reading, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. You can take off yourself something you may not understand and you would like to get it clearer. You can take off yourself *6 and then press 1, and I will know that you have a comment or a query to ask Sister on the presentation that we heard a while ago. Right? Please, my dear, don't be shy. We may have a few people on the line did not share. If you have a query or a comment on the question, on the subject that we just heard a while ago, we are asking you to take off yourself *6, and you can press 1, and you can ask the question. I'm waiting, my dear beloved. We are a few minutes away from, you know, the time. Okay, well, I have not seen anyone respond to that question, so I believe, my dear sister, everyone understand, and I just want to thank everyone who joined, and also, brothers and sisters, let us go back and read these passages, right, and that we can able to also just not to read it, but also to share with our brothers and sisters and to tell others that we have a great physician, and he is Jesus. And he had given us, you know, the simple remedy by the leaf and the plant and all these flowers is out there in the field. They are blooming wild, but we have to learn these remedy, these plants, so that we will be able to use it to build our immune system. So we just want to thank everyone again who joined. I haven't seen anyone who press 1 would like to share. I'm just giving you another few minutes. You know, if you want to ask a question or query, you know, something you did not get clear, understand, we heard from Sister Brenda this evening that, you know, these messages she have been hearing and she understood them. And, you know, it is allowing her to know more about the word and also sharing with others. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you all tonight for joining. And remember, tomorrow is the Sabbath, and we are asking you. And brothers and sisters, let us be mindful of our time, because we are on this line for 7 to 9. And sometimes our brothers and sisters came on very late in the night. And, you know, when you come on very late, you may not able to share because the time actually is time for prayer. So we asking you, you know, to remember our time and be mindful, right, that the time is from 7 to 9. So thank you all for joining, and we will just close back with another word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for your spoken words tonight. We thank you for your love, your mercies, Lord. We thank you for your remedy, natural remedy, dear Lord, that you have given unto your children so that we can utilize them and use it to build our immune system, Lord, and to heal our diseases. So we want to thank you, Lord. You love us so much, and you promise us that you will never leave us. So we just want to thank you. We praise you. We bring glory to your name and ask you to bless every brothers and sister on this line here. You know every one of us, and allow us to be faithful, Lord. Allow us to study your word. Allow us to go and share your word to others. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We will just sing one verse of this song here, Lead Us to Calvary.